A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Daf Zayin, Amud Beis, Megillah 7b, pagination 14, about a quarter of the way down on the page at the end of the line, Amar Rava. Rava said as follows. We're dealing with the laws of Purim, and there are a number of the mitzvahs of Purim that are all related to the same theme. Haman wanted to destroy us physically, and therefore a commemoration of the salvation, besides Megillah, which relates the story, but the commemoration that was legislated, that's focused on the style of miracle and the type of miracle, is food, physical related. And therefore we find that a Su'udas Purim is an intrinsic mitzvah, as opposed to Chanukah when it needs special song, etc. But a Su'udas Purim is intrinsically a mitzvah. Likewise, we're very focused on the theme of Su'uda, of food, and Shlach Manas is to give portions of food to somebody else to help participate in their Su'uda of Purim, ideally, and also Matanos Le'Avyonim, gifts to the poor, in a way that they also can have a festive holiday, particularly in terms of feasting, eating well. One of the nuances of the Su'uda has to do with drinking wine. And that's our topic right now, a statement from Rava that says, Mechayiv inish levesume bepuraya ad lo yoda ben orer haman levaruch Mordechai. A person has to be besume in Purim until he doesn't know the difference between orer haman and baruch Mordechai. Now, to be fair, the word besume in and of itself, which is translated as intoxicated, could theoretically, in the language of the Gemara, could theoretically mean to be totally engrossed and focused, meditating on the miracle of Purim until, as I believe the Malbim comments, you can't tell whether we're celebrating more the downfall of Haman, or we're celebrating more the ascent of Mordechai to the position of prime minister. Besume, in a more philosophical sense of intoxication, of totally, like I'm intoxicated with that, it could be an intellectual concept as well. However, the discussion here in the Gemara clearly centers on intoxication in a physical sense regarding wine, based on Rashi, who says very specifically, l'shtaker b'yayin, to become drunk with wine, to become high, to become intoxicated with wine. It is interesting that Rashi very specifically mentions wine. Other intoxicating beverages are off the radar screen, lahalacha. The concept of wine is that the miracles always occurred by a mishta hayayin, by a festivity of wine. And therefore, to remember the festivity, we drink wine on Purim. Part of the theme may very well be that if someone wants to say, oh, Achashverosh was drunk, that's why he suddenly changed his mind. He changed his mind by a mishta hayayin and had his wife killed Vashti. And then he changed his mind, b'mishta hayayin, when Esther approaches him and says to annul the decree, oh, it must be like drunk people do those things. And we're trying to point out that wine brings out the essence of the person. Wine doesn't change the person. It typically brings out the person's vulnerabilities. As we mentioned in a different session, that a person is known, Bikiso, Bakaso, Vakoso, one of the ways to know a person is through his drinking and what results as a result of his drinking habits. So there's this concept to get drunk or at least high on Purim, and the definition mentioned by the Gemara is until you don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. That's pretty intense for a person, a Jewish person obligated by this mitzvah, not to know the difference. If you tell him Arur Haman, and he's thinking, oh, maybe Baruch Haman. It doesn't make sense that a person so steeped in Jewish values and culture is going to mix up the two, even if he does get extremely drunk. So one approach to this is that Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai have the same gematria. And we're simply saying a person should get intoxicated enough on Purim that he can't tell the numerical value of these two statements. Whatever this Gemara does mean, the Gemara continues with what is in effect the grand question that we have on this mitzvah. That people sometimes when they get drunk, get out of control, do things that are improper. And is this mitzvah really intended to be on the books? Rabbo v'Rav Zeira avdu su'udas Purim b'hadei hadodi. The Gemara relates that Rabbo and Rav Zeira did su'udas Purim one year together. Ifsim, they got drunk. Kom Rabbo shachte l'Rav Zeira. Rabbo got up and he shecht Rav Zeira. So the simple understanding is that an accident literally happened. He killed Rav Zeira. Others want to say shachte just means he seriously damaged him, but not to the point, as we use the expression, shchita, slaughter. But in any case, a terrible accident happened. Lemachar, on the next day, bo'i rachme, Rabba davened intensely, va'achye, and he was able to bring Rav Zeira back to life, or if it was a damage, so he healed him through prayer, through intense prayer. I guess it's good to be that great. L'shana omale, the next year, he said to him, Naisimar v'navid su'udas Purim b'hadei adodi, maybe you want to come over and accept my invite to make su'udas Purim together again this year. Omale, and Rav Zeira answered, lo b'chol shaita v'shaita misrachish nisa, thanks, but no thanks. The exact quote here is, not every time will a miracle happen. I'm glad that last year the accident happened and you made a miracle to bring me back, but I don't like to rely on miracles, and therefore, no thank you on the invite. The Ran, if you want to look it up, it's Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom, in the pages of the Ran. The Ran says, three lines up at the end, V'kosav Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal, Rabbeinu Ephraim writes, Me'ahu Uvda, from this story, to come Rabba v'shachte l'Rav Zeira, that Rabba got up and shecht Rav Zeira, k'di'isa b'gemora, as the Gemara states, and clearly is connecting it to the previous statement that you should get intoxicated. The Gemara's point, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, is Idchile Memra de Rava, the statement that from Rava that you should get drunk on Purim has been pushed away. Velo Shapur Dami Lemebad Hochi, and it's not proper to act as such. In other words, in theory, to commemorate the miracles which occurred at festivity of wine, in theory, you should go ahead and get so drunk. But what should we do? The human being is not capable of doing this mitzvah properly, and therefore it has been struck from the books. So it's there in the Gemara in theory, but not as practical halacha. A similar approach, but one that maintains the integrity of the original statement of the Gemara, is the approach of the Yad Ephraim, printed in Shulchan Aruch, one of my favorite statements, in which he writes that we should go back to the original statement of Rava. A person is obligated to get intoxicated on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman, cursed is Haman, and Baruch Mordechai, blessed is Mordechai. Says the Yad Ephraim, you're misunderstanding the word ad. Ad means until. Sometimes ad means until and inclusive, until you've reached that threshold and maybe even exceeded it, so that you know, l'mahadrin, that you were Yotze. Yad Ephraim says, on the contrary, such an odd wording. What does it mean, until a person doesn't know between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai? What's the point of the Gemara? He says, ad over here means ad velo ad bechlau, until but not inclusive. And what the Gemara, according to the Yad Ephraim, is saying, is you're obligated to get intoxicated on Purim. How much? Well, we'll leave that to your discretion to a certain degree, but make sure you don't reach the point that you don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Because if you've reached that point, you've defeated the purpose of the intoxication, which was to be intensely Jewish. If you start doing Haman-type activities, like killing people or damaging them or losing your cool with people, insulting people, so then you've exceeded the purpose of this mitzvah, again, which was to be intensely Jewish and good. Mechayev inish lebesumei bepuraya, a person is obligated to get intoxicated in Purim, involve himself with wine, but to a point. Ad, until, but not inclusive of going overboard. This seems to be the tradition that was taught by the Chafetz Chaim. It's said that on Purim he would drink one glass of wine. I don't know how big the glass was, but he drank one glass and said, we do that during the year sometimes. And then he drank a second glass. Again, I don't know how many ounces, but his concept was, now I've done more than I do normally, and therefore I was Yotze. And that's the expression, Yoser Mehergelo, to simply drink more wine than a person is accustomed to doing. So if a person wants to fulfill it, it would seem the Yad Ephraim's approach is the way to go. If a person knows they simply can't handle wine, they certainly can rely on Rabbeinu Ephraim, brought by the Ran, that this mitzvah is a theoretical mitzvah, but has been overridden from practical halacha as a result of the tragic but miraculous story which followed. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.